It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection radio network across from tickets, Ben Botham, and baseball, Ben Botham. Of course, he's the...
It should be bet slips, Ben Botham, right now.
Bet slips. 1-800, this next segment is brought to you by 1-800-BETS-OFF as Ben Botham breaks down his... Let's just say venturing into the world of gambling.
Hey, first off, I'd like to say I put $50 into the Hard Rock Bets app at the start of the year, and I'm still in the positive.
So now that is a positive.
I'm playing with house money. I'm just having a good time, enjoying it here. So my first couple
bets. I love to hear these. It's amazing how many different bets a person can make.
Yes, and I'm doing all kinds of parlays, having some fun with it. So I started off with the Lightning versus the Ducks today. I did over 4.5 shots for Nikita Kucherov, over 2.5 shots for Steven Stamkos, and over .5 assists for Nikita Kucherov. Don't know much about hockey. I know I like the Lightning, and that's about it. Then I moved on to quarterbacks to record 325-plus passing yards, any quarterback to do that. I took that at plus 120.
Any quarterback?
Any quarterback today.
That actually, as I said, could happen in Arrowhead because of the fact, and you've seen it many times, and slippery fields, things like that. You throw it to Tyreek Hill, a perfect example. Throw a little 10 yard out, make jukes a couple people. They're all, it's going to be like a skating rink.
Well, I kind of hope that doesn't happen, Mike, because of a parlay I got.
Because you got the under.
Yeah. So then I had most passing TDs in the playoffs. I did this for two different quarterbacks. I went with Joe Flacco, who's plus 1,600, and I also did it for Jared Goff, who's plus 1,200. Those are my two favorites for the most passing TDs because they're going to play in probably the most amount of playoff games if they win. You could go Lamar Jackson, but he has a bye, of course.
Yep.
Or you could go with Brock Purdy, who has a bye as well. So I kind of stayed away from them, even though that they were the favorites. I did, however, pick up Lamar Jackson for most rushing TDs in the playoffs. He's plus 4,000.
That's a good bet.
That's a good bet right there. Plus 4,000. $5 wins you 205. I picked that up from a friend of mine, so shout out to him if he's listening. Then I did Pacheco and Raheem Mostert, both rushing yards over 99.5. That's plus 10,000. That was $5 to win 505 bucks.
What?
That's Pacheco and Mostert both to have rushing yards over 99.5.
So for $5 you can win 500?
$505. That's plus 10,000. Then with my $10 bonus bet.
That means it's never going to happen.
Never going to happen. But I'm rolling the dice. With my $10 bonus bet that I got from the Hard Rock. I actually had two $10 bonus bets from the Hard Rock. I did 1-3 bet parlay. Packers, Rams, and Buccaneers all to win. That's plus 1,800.
I so want you to win that because the Bucks win, my Packers win. Who's the other team in that mix?
It was Packers, Rams, and Bucks. That was the three-bet parlay. And then I did a six-bet parlay with another $10 bonus bet that I got. I did Browns, Chiefs, Bills, Cowboys, Rams, and Bucks all to win. That's plus 1,900. And then I went a 10-bet same-game parlay. This is the big one here, Mike. This is the under. This is going to be Dolphins and Chiefs here. I did.
Well, everything's going to be under on that game.
That's what I did. I did under 55.5 receiving yards for Travis Kelce, under 21.5 passing completions for Tua, under 23.5 passing completions for Patrick Mahomes, under 34.5 longest passing completion for Tua, under 1.5 passing touchdowns for Tua, under 1.5
passing touchdowns. How many damn bets did you make?
For Patrick Mahomes, under 32.5 passing attempts for Tua, under 33.5 passing attempts for Patrick Mahomes, under 81.5 receiving yards for Tyreek Hill, and under 34.5.
And you're not going to be able to watch the game tonight.
You're right. I'm not going to watch
it. You're going to be taking tickets at Seminole High School for girls basketball.
For boys basketball.
Oh, boys tonight. Basketball.
Yeah, so that's plus 5,000. I figured with 65 mile an hour wins, maybe that'll hit. That's what I'm rolling the dice. Then these were the ones that I was kind of serious about, my six bet parlays. Browns, Chiefs, Bills, Cowboys, Lions, and Bucks to win. That's plus 1,300. And then I did a two-bet, same-game parlay, Mike Evans anytime touchdown and Trey Palmer anytime touchdown. That's plus 900. $10 wins you $100.
And I like that one.
Those are my bets. I know Trey Palmer's probably – I hope he has a big game. And if we're going to win this game, we need a Mike Evans touchdown. So that's why I went with that as well.
This segment is brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka. In the event that Ben wins or loses, he'll probably be toasting a Champa Bay somewhere down here.
I'll be doing a little bit more than that, Mike.
Maybe on Sunday. I'll meet you here Sunday night or Monday when we watch the
– I got Monday off.
You got Monday off. I'll meet you here. We'll watch the Bucks game and be pouring down some Ice Pick. Well, now we got to get out of the world of gambling.
Here's a promise of mine, Mike. If that under bet for the Dolphins Chiefs game, drinks on me, Mike. Between the two of us, on me if that bet hits.
I'll meet you here, and maybe we can talk Brad Richardson. But we got to convert to the other side of our world, and that is, of course, the great world of high school sports. Brought to you by our friends at Body Armor, and it's your Seminole buddy. He's probably dialed 1-800 bets off for you right now, listening to that conversation.
Making an anonymous tip for me.
Yeah, what's going on, Bradley?
Well, first of all, if anything, Ben's going to owe me a drink if that's the case. So if he loses that, that's going to be one on the tab there, Benny.
Hey, if it wins, Brad, throw you in on that one as well. I'll get you all the Red Bulls you want.
Oh, hey, we're not supposed to talk about that. It's supposed to be Body Armor, remember?
Yeah, we'll get you all the Body Armors you want. The price is right, too.
Yeah, there we go.
Exactly. It's on the house. So, my man, what's going on in the world of high school sports that you want to bring to the table today? You know, we never did get a chance to really rewind the Sunbash tournament that you did such an incredible job of calling 12 games in 3 days. You know, you were a warrior without a shadow of a doubt, and we saw some superb basketball, and I would say the game of the 3 days, in my opinion, you saw them all, I didn't see them all, was the Gibbs and the Blake game. That was a lot of athleticism and certainly a nail-biter.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a great time we had over in the Sunbash. I mean, Mike, think about the teams that we got to see in the state of Florida. I mean, and you also had teams from Kentucky, Maryland, and North Carolina. I mean, it was amazing just to see the talent pool and all. I mean, hey, we got to interview that one kid from North Carolina. He was on the show and all that.
Well, and I talked to the coach from Louisville, St. Xavier. And
yeah,
remember, I asked the coach. I said, "What would Gibbs be in the state of Kentucky? You know, that's where I went to school, and it's a rich tradition in basketball. And I knew of St. Xavier, and I knew of Trinity, two private schools in the Louisville area." And he said, "I think you may have heard Coach say that." He said, "You guys will probably be number five. Gibbs would be number five ranked in the state of Kentucky, and that says a lot for the state of basketball in this area and across the state of Florida, which most people across the country look at this as a baseball or a football state, but certainly on the national landscape now, they have to be recognized from a basketball perspective, Brad."
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's funny you mentioned rankings and all. The rankings just came out this week, and you mentioned Gibbs and all. I just want to point this out real quick. Gibbs is ranked number 30 in the state of Florida, and right behind them is the Blake Yellow Jackets. So just want to, you know, point that out real fast. So, and the sad part is both these teams will not be seeing each other again. They're in two completely different classes. Blake's in 5A and Gibbs is in 4A. So this was the chance to see it. It was, like we talked about, it was the revenge game for Gibbs.
Gibbs is ranked number 30 in the state. Now that's all classifications?
That's all classifications. This is brought
okay,
to you
so,
by
so
the
you're throwing, you're throwing in the you're throwing in the Chaminade and you're throwing in the IMGs
and all that. Yeah,
yeah,
in there for sure.
Okay, Well, that's still very impressive, and that doesn't mean that they can't hoist the state championship in Lakeland this year, later in the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, knock on wood with that one. So, but I think here's the thing. There's two big things that happened this past week. First of all, big news. And by the way, this was a shock to me that this happened after six seasons. Calvary Christian's head coach, Coach Kroom, he's stepping down. He is stepping down. I mean, look at what he's been able to do with that program the year before. He got them very far. They were close to a state championship run. So that was, I mean, there was a long post on Twitter from Richie Kroom. From what I could gather, it sounds like there's a lot of personal stuff going on in terms of his job. So I think that, you know, there's always a set direction. Obviously, he said on there, you know, God has a plan for me, and that's how it's going to be. So I wish Coach Kroom the best. You know, he's done a lot of great with that team.
Interesting week. All these legendary coaches at the NFL level and the collegiate level, and right here in our own backyard, a legendary coach, successful coach from Clearwater Central Catholic, stepping down, and maybe Bradley, with your dogged determination, we can convince him to be like a lot of these coaches are, and he can be. Be our man on the set and come down and I can buy him anything he wants now as far as beverages and food and feed his family, and we can get him to be a regular doing analysis. What do you think?
That sounds like a plan.
I think it'd be a tough ask, but I'm going to throw it at him when football season does start. What else happening in the world of high school sports?
Well, another big news. This came out, actually. This is through Florida High School Sports. Our good friend Josh Wilson. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers training facility, the Advent Health Training Center, is tentatively going to be hosting the 2024 FHSAA Girls Flag Football State Championships. So Tampa will have that this year. Usually they're in Orlando, but now they're moving it back over to Tampa, which is going to be cool to see. So.
Well, we need to make sure that we have a presence, and we're covering that all year because there aren't a lot of media entities that are doing that. I just mentioned that to Wyatt, that we're going to get on top of the hockey world, high school hockey world. But I want to make sure that we've got our finger on the pulse there. Body Armor will support that in a big way. I'm absolutely certain of that. And then I've got on February 2nd, I got an opportunity for you and I. It's a Saturday night, 7:00, to go up to the All-American High School Bowl, football bowl game, and that's up in Zephyr Hills.
I've checked my schedule for that one. So,
hey, breaking news, Mr. 1-800-BETS-OFF. The Buffalo Bills game just got postponed till Monday at 4:30.
I gotta check all
my bets.
Okay, let's not talk about that during our high school segment. We'll talk about at the end of the show. I just wanted to make sure, thanks to Matt up there, that we got that breaking news. And I would soon think that maybe that Kansas City Chiefs and Miami Dolphins game.
You're going to want a refund.
yeah, you are. All right, let's get back to it, where I was at until this breaking news. So the All-American Bowl game, you've got players from all over the country, high school players. They'll be coming here, and, of course, that is John Ruggles and Coach Shank. And I think you and I will have to put our heads together and get up there for that Saturday night contest. And they're looking for a top-notch play-by-play, stadium announcer. And I think I'm talking to the guy that might just be perfect for that role.
Well, if you can put a good word in for me, that'd be awesome. So
you have the job already. You have the job. You just got to make sure you get it on your calendar. It's at Zephyr Hills.
Really,
it's at Zephyr Hills. Yeah, Zephyr Hills, I believe it is Trinity Christian's Field, and it's going to be a great event, and they would like you to be the PA announcer. And there's a little do-re-mi in it for you, too, my man.
Do-re-mi? You're talking about announcing, not singing, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's. Anything else we got going on in the world of high school?
Well, I mean, with soccer, I mean, there's a couple more weeks till the regular season comes to an end, and it's time for the playoffs. The FHSAA released their soccer ratings in Florida, start with boys soccer. Pinellas County, you know, they didn't crack the top 50, but the Tampa schools that have, number 4 is Jesuit, number 7, Tampa Prep, and number 49, Carrollwood Day. But here's the thing. Before going into the playoffs, the top teams to keep an eye on, in 5A District 9, you have Northeast and Osceola, obviously Seminole. Unfortunately, My Warhawks have been struggling this season, but anything can happen going into the playoffs. In 6A District 10, keep an eye out for Largo and Nellis Park. Largo has really surprised me this year. Usually they do okay, but they're actually leading in 6A District 10. And, of course, 7A District 7, you have Palm Harbor 9-5. And then 2A District 9, Shorecrest Prep, always competitive. They're struggling a little bit, but also keep an eye on these two schools, Cambridge Christian and Carrollwood Day. Both schools, 11-2. The only difference is that Cambridge Christian has one tie. That's it. So these two teams are going to be gunning for the top spot. And then now also, too, the two teams actually that have made it into the top 100, though, has been Osceola at number 66 and number 88, the Palm Harbor High School Hurricanes. Now, girls soccer, real quick. There's been some success here. Four teams in Pinellas County have made the top 100. You're going to like the first one. Number 28, Palm Harbor. We've had them on the show, the girls. Am I correct?
Correct. We just talked to their coach. They're having the Champions League championship semifinals this morning, and then the championship games are down at Al Lang, and that takes place this evening.
Awesome. Next up, number 40, the East Lake Eagles. Number 56, the Shorecrest Prep Chargers. I mean, boys soccer's dominant over there, so is the girls. And then number 69 is Calvary Christian. That one kind of surprised me a little bit, to be 100% honest. But, you know, looking at everything, top teams to, you know, keep an eye on in 7A District 7, of course, is Palm Harbor. And 3A District 7, keep an eye on Calvary, 6-2-2. That's the one I'd really keep an eye on. Also, Berkeley Prep would in there. I mean, how about, do you want to go into a little bit of boys basketball real quick and girls basketball?
Quick recaps. I've got the Triton men's baseball team sitting here ready to join us. We'll actually get to talk a little baseball, which is very refreshing when you look at the rest of the country. And they open up on February 2nd. Seminole baseball just started. You said this week, Ben?
We started this week. We were allowed to do strength and conditioning, arm care kind of things. No hitting, no like fielding or ground balls or anything. All you can do is throw and run.
You know, many envious people up north would love to have the opportunity with their programs, whether at the high school or collegiate, to be doing that right now. It's just amazing. So just a couple highlights on the basketball side of things.
Well, I think we're going to go ahead and go with girls basketball. I mean, the outbreak is in the floor. I'm just going to talk about a few real quick. Gibbs girls basketball number 99. Currently 8-6. They're struggling a little bit in the district. Obviously, Lakewood is leading that right now. Record of them is 9-3. Next up for Gibbs girls basketball is going to be Northeast. And let's get to Lakewood. Lakewood ranked number 69. They're in third place in 4A District 10. They had a big win, of course, over Lakewood. Lakewood had a big win over Gibbs. It's always a big rivalry and all. Next up for them is going to be an equally impressive team, the Plant Panthers. A couple other teams to keep an eye on is number 68, Keswick Christians. This girls soccer right now, they're at 12-2. Killer Water Central Catholic, the Marauders are number 121, 12-2 record, and they're first in 3A District 10. And then also, too, at number 124, you have Calvary Christian, 10-3, and second in 3A District 10. So, and real quick, just a quick recap on boys basketball. Obviously, Gibbs, number 30 ranked team in the state of Florida, record right now, 13-3. Get this, though. They were able to squeeze a 57-52 win over Calvary Christian. We've seen Calvary this season. They've struggled, but it seems like now they're getting a little more momentum. And so we'll get a chance to see more. But that was a close game. It really surprised me. Speaking of Calvary, right now, 8-8 record, 3rd and 3A District 10. Next up for them is going to be Palmetto. CCC, the Marauders themselves, 12-6, first in 3A District 10. They suffered a tough loss to Northside Christian, you know, to Coach Skull. The final score of that was 63-56. And our own safety Green Devils, 11-5, they're just slightly ahead of Bogey. St. Pete has an 11-5 record, and Bogey right now 11-7. They had a narrow win over Palm Harbor, final score of that 46-44. They're going to be playing the Mustangs today. Northside Christian themselves at 7 p.m. So those are the top ones for right now to keep an eye on before we're going to be heading into the playoffs in a few weeks. So it's going to be interesting the last few times.
He's Brad Richardson. He's our guru from the high school side of things, brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor and Coca-Cola Beverages. Have a great Saturday, my man, and I appreciate you coming to the table as prepared as always. And we'll talk more about the All-American Bowl and you doing the PA, and we'll get up there on – that's on – actually, that's on February 2nd as well as the Eckerd Men's Baseball Opener. All right, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You too. You. Thank you, guys. See you, Benny.
All right, baseball. Ben Botham, you ready for a little baseball conversation? Got the Eckerd Triton, men's Tritons in the house, and I always enjoy these conversations. I was kind of. There's Tyler. Detroit Lions blow, buddy. By the way. Anyway. He's kind enough to take some time. I was excited when Amanda got a hold of me and said that we're going to start talking baseball, especially when I started looking at the schedules of weather across the country, and we should have enough mics for and headphones for everybody. Yeah, I was going to have Ben do the interview since he's a high school coach and played at Savannah State. He was a submariner. He was, you know that. We had the conversation.
They came out and looked at me.
What were you thinking?
Huh?
The next conversation. And by the way, before we start this, breaking news if you're driving down the street, the Buffalo Bills game against the Pittsburgh Steelers has been postponed till Monday at 4:30. And our own Alex Reba, who does Big Monday show with me down at Sea Dogs, avid Pittsburgh Steeler fan. Did you know he was going to the game?
Did not.
And He got snowed out, and now he got postponed. Well, Coach Beauregard's in the house. Thank you very much for coming down. It's always great to see you guys. And can you believe that baseball is it's here for you guys?
It always sneaks up on you after Christmas. It's opening day is just a couple weeks away, so we're ready to go. We're getting ready, and we're looking forward to a great season.
Now, you had fall ball. Describe what you guys do in fall ball. Do you have any other team competition?
Yeah, so we're allowed to play three outside competitions. We'll play usually three JUCOs around in the area, Pasco, St. Pete, and this year we played Hillsboro, too. So we played those three junior colleges in the fall.
And those are all solid.
Yeah, they're good teams, and it's a good competition for us, and we're allowed to play them. And, you know, it's a dual purpose. You get to recruit their guys and see what they can do against your guys. And
well, that's the beauty of it. Now think, so you're essentially, you know, you're watching these guys that you want to beat, or maybe they're competitive beating you, and you're also recruiting.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever had success doing that?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a bunch of guys from all those programs. It's just good for everybody. I mean, it's local. It's a close game. They have great players on their team, so it's a successful partnership for sure.
All right, so let's talk about the 2024 team. As far as balance, you have veterans, you have a lot of new faces. What's this team look like in 24?
We're a little bit sandwiched this year. We have a good amount of seniors. I think we have 14 seniors and then 8 freshmen, and then the rest fall in between in there. So we got some guys that have been around in the program for a while, so we're excited about our senior class and what they can bring to the season, as well as we think we have a really solid group of freshmen that can add to the mix as well. So, you know, and then those guys that are juniors, new kids, transfers that came in, they're going to have to step up and do their job too.
So you brought three seniors with you today?
I did, yeah. We have Joe Wyke from Syracuse, yes, Rene Ramos from Texas. And then
Syracuse, New York?
Yes, sir. They're playing right now, basketball.
I know. I bet you're happy you're down here today. You just heard about the Buffalo Bills game getting postponed. I'm from Iowa, so I feel your pain. I know what it's like, but yeah. So
I was at home, I went to the Bills Cowboys game, and it was freezing, raining.
When you came to school down here, did you do what I did when I got down here? I'd call my friends, or I'd FaceTime my family. I lived right on the beach, not too far around the corner from Eckerd, and I would call them and have that water in the background and the sand and say, what's going on up there? I know it's a friggin' blizzard, you know, they've been madder than hell, hanging up on you. You ever do any of that?
Yeah, the first couple months, I definitely
Then they don't take your calls anymore. So I'm sorry. So back to where we were at. You know me. I diverse a lot.
Yeah, that's how we have Pete Stavrakos. He's a local boy, went to Calvary.
Oh, you went to Calvary?
Yes, sir. Calvary Christian.
Cool. Yeah, we cover them a lot in all sports, actually. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about them in the basketball side of things. Mm-hmm. Great program. Yeah. Where's this young man from?
This is Rene Ramos. He's from Texas.
Oh, you told me. I was thinking Buffalo Bills cancellation.
You're thinking cold. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking cold.
I don't know what they're going to do with the Chiefs game either.
Well, I'm just anticipating that happening any second.
It's going to be very cold.
Being from Des Moines, Iowa, it's 250 miles to Arrowhead. I've been there probably 24 times. And I have some Miami Dolphin fans that come to this bar a lot, and they actually had ticks. And I talked to two of them. They were ladies. I go, I'm telling you, you girls are naive. You can die in that kind of weather, can't you?
Yeah.
You don't know Texas.
I lived in Overland Park, Kansas for
Did you?
So I've been to a few Chiefs games.
Yeah, it's a great venue.
Oh, yeah.
But can you imagine 12 below at kickoff? That's not wind chill factor.
No, yeah.
And you know how Arrowhead is.
Oh, yeah.
That wind's gonna be coming down there. And those boys from Miami, I don't care how tough you think you are. You've never been in those temperatures. Going to be brutal.
Besides Tyreek Hill, since he has a background Chiefs, I think that might play a factor in it. But
well, in fact, baseball Ben Botham here, we were going over his, I'm going to say, questionable picks. And as he got ready to spend some money over there at the Hard Rock on their app, and I said, with the issues, Tyreek Hill, a little 10 out, he might go 90 because everybody else is going to be sliding around, and that's how it is. So let's get back to baseball. We'll make that conversion eventually. You know how I roll. But so you've got Texas, you've got home cooking, and then you got Syracuse. So again, as every year, very diverse from all over the country and sometimes internationally, even on the baseball side.
Yeah, last year we had a young man from Panama, and well, we also got a kid from Germany as well, Rickard Koch.
Germany, baseball.
Yeah, it was weird. We actually saw him at the Trop in an event over there. So it's interesting how you find these kids and where you find them, and you know, and then trying to get them to come to a school like Eckerd. Every story is pretty unique and pretty different.
You know, and I find that out with all the sports. And the other sports typically have a lot of an international flavor, but you're probably baseball, maybe basketball, the least number of international participants or players on the team.
Yeah, I think our women's basketball team has a good amount of international players, almost their whole roster.
Oh, yeah. Hannah Whitworth is an intern for me right now. She's from New Zealand.
Yeah.
And then she brought her roommate, who I think is from England.
Yeah, they don't have a single American.
Not one?
No, they don't.
Not one on the team?
No, they do a very good job. Paul and
I'm going to call Tommy Ryan and go, come on, we got to have one red, white, and blue on this team. What's the deal?
Two last year and both grad transferred out. So
yeah, I had Nicole Scales. She was an intern. I should have you as my sports information director over there, man on the streets with all the information of the other programs.
Yeah, for sure.
So you were, was it 2003 graduate?
Yes, sir.
Of Eckerd? It's amazing how many coaches, and we've talked about this across the board, how many coaches and all the sports over there at Eckerd were actually alumni.
I think it's every team.
I think you're right. Uh-huh. And it starts at the top. Look at Tommy Ryan, 40-plus years. Player, assistant coach, now the AD.
No, oh, yeah, and he's great. He does a fantastic job with all of our sports and helping all of us try to achieve our goals individually and then collectively as a group. And he's out in the community all the time.
Well, he's kind of a relaxed guy, you know, when I get him down here for lunch occasionally. But then I come over to a couple ball games. He's on it like Blue Bonnet, man.
Yeah.
The coach
in him hasn't gone away when he's at
the game. Oh, my God. He's no, just sir. Got this, hey, how you doing, coach? And he's got that. He's in the zone. I'm like, all right, I'll talk to you another time.
Yeah, for sure.
But before tip-off, he's out there flipping burgers and dogs.
Yeah.
The guy, he wears a lot of, and it, I tell you what, that's good grub.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good deal. I like that. And I'm sure as players, and even from being in the area, it's kind of cool. It gives you more of that family feeling, being a player and welcomed, you know, coming in from Texas and New York. You know, you don't have family down here. You probably have family at every game, which is beautiful. But, you know, it gives you that family feeling when everybody are, you know, you're at a picnic.
Yeah.
Well, it's welcoming knowing that, like, all the coaches are, a lot of them are from up north, too, and they ended up staying in St. Pete, which is, like, what a lot of people from up north on our team would like to do, too.
Well, I'm going to make this prediction. Your new golf coach, who I have the boys on his simulator quite a bit practicing, he came from West Virginia. Hmm. He's not going back.
No way.
He's not going back. I give him a bad time out of time. You're never going back home to visit. Maybe.
Maybe.
And then Bill Butner, he does the golf show with me. And you guys know Coach Butner.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I call him Andy Griffith. He's over there at Eckerd College, and he's kissing babies and hugging and smiling to everybody. But he's a great guy as well. But, yeah, but that's the feel you get from over there. Yeah, the mayor. That's a good way to put it. I'm going to call him that Thursday night. And now the mayor of Eckerd College, even though he's supposedly retired.
Supposedly.
Yeah, he just had hip surgery, too. He had hip surgery replacement, and we do the show here. He walks up the first night about two weeks afterward. I didn't think he was going to show up. He's got an 8-iron for a cane.
Yeah. He walks up, I did the same for our Christmas party here.
Oh yeah, you had the party here, didn't you?
Yeah.
I was up north. I would have crashed that in a heartbeat. So let's start to the left, and let's talk about your favorite memory playing at Eckerd.
Favorite memory? Favorite memory, I'd have to say, this is a personal one, but
it could be anything.
Playing at Nova my first year, my freshman year got canceled because COVID, but sophomore year, I was playing sick as a dog, nose big and wide, and I had one of those gaiters on playing at Nova, and we still managed to pull out, I think, two wins on a Saturday, and it was... That's still one of my favorite.
You're in that zone because you felt so bad. All you could think about was concentrating.
And just miss playing with those guys that I used to play with. And I like this group this year. Very unique, and I think we're gonna.
So how did you discover Eckerd? Did they discover you?
So my mom, I'm a communication major, and the professor.
You should be an intern.
I know. That sounds pretty good.
You got good pipes.
Yeah. Went to high school with my mom, and he was a valedictorian. My mom was salutatorian, and he's one of the professors here. My mom reached out to him, and I went to his camp when I was, I think, about 17 as a senior in high school. Did pretty good, and been with Bo.
You were destined to be a Triton.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been.
You're not going back.
No shot. No way.
No way. Only campus in America, I said, that has their own beach.
Yeah.
Try beating that.
You can't. I love it.
Want to do a shout out to anybody that's be listening?
Shout out to my grandpa.
What's his name?
Lou Letizia. Main reason I'm playing baseball, so shout out to him and
Sweet Lou.
Yes, sir. And then my parents as well. Just
their names.
Everything. And my John and Missy and my four siblings, John, Jenna, Julie, and Joelle.
You got a big family, bro.
Yeah. Shout out. We all play sports too. All of us.
Beautiful. Yep. Yeah. Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Favorite team.
New York baseball? Yanks. New York Yanks. Yes,
sir. I can go. Yeah, I was Yankees all the time. I worked for the Cubs. I got a little converted working for the Cubs. Now I'm kind of sucked into, you know, my office here, and I've been here for quite a while now, and I got sucked in there. I like the story of the Rays. The Bronx Bombers, I pick up the post every day. They certainly have been disappointing, let's just say, of late.
A little bit.
But you're from New York. You should be a fan.
My mom says we got to be Tampa Bay fans now since we're here.
Well, that's what's happened to me, and it's a great story. You got to admit that.
Uh-huh.
All right, yo, man. We're at in Texas.
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas, the hub of all things sports these days from a championship perspective.
Definitely the Yankees' daddy, but yeah, the Astros.
Just recently. Only recently.
Well, as some people might say on my show, the Houston Cheaters.
Yeah, we won, though.
Well, Michigan, you know what? Michigan's taking the pressure off you right now.
I know, and they won in Houston, so it kind
of... Yeah, Michigan's getting... They must have got a few tips from them before the game. Hey, here's how you go, fellas. Anyway, we'll keep it positive. So how did you find Eckerd?
So I was at a junior college in Kansas City, like I said, and...
Which one were you in? There's
Johnson,
a ton of...
Johnson County.
Yeah, which is a great school.
Yes, sir.
My son played collegiate golf at Rockhurst. And,
okay, nice.
And a lot of times Johnson would be in some of the golf tournaments.
Yeah. So I was looking for schools, and I reached out to a couple of D2 schools in Florida, and it just so happened Eckerd hit me back, and we started talking and committed. And about 2 weeks later, I tore my UCL. So kind of dramatic. And I give all the credit to Bo. He kept a scholarship, kept his promise to me. And
bravo, coach.
Now I'm here. So.
Yeah. Man of his word. That's very cool. You don't find that a lot, to be quite candid with you.
At all.
And that's another thing why I think Eckerd's such a tight-knit family and community, and you're going to love this guy the day you die.
Yes, sir.
That's just the reality of it. Your favorite memory so far?
I've only been here for 2 years, but this would be my second year, so I would have to say last year, my first outing back after TJ against Indiana. What school was that?
IUP?
IUP, yeah. IUP, I would say that my first outing back was probably my favorite memory here so far.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I mean, probably almost emotional.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
And I'm sure Coach was, you were probably emotional because you're excited he's back in the lineup.
Yeah, it's a long road. You know, anytime somebody gets a big injury like that, you know that they're going to heal. You know that they're going to come back at some point. But it's the emotional, it's the mental tear, the mental stress that you have to go through because you're looking at, you know, pretty close to a year before you're going to be able to be competitive again. So it's a lot of credit to Renee and his hard work to get back on there because he was back and I think it was 11 months, you know, in short stints. But
and you're a righty? He's a righty?
Yes, sir.
So that sort of stuff is you're really proud of those guys because it takes a lot. It really does. You know, injuries are unfortunate and they can really set kids back. But you got to be mentally tough and kind of push through all that sort of stuff to get back on the field and get back to being competitive.
Well, typically, as a pitcher, you expect it to be arm issues or shoulder issues, and yours was an ACL, so that's unique. How'd that happen?
UCL, Tommy.
Oh, John. UCL. Yeah, oh, so you got Tommy John.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I understand that, obviously. Yeah. It's well, tough. Bravo.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Bravo. Want to do a shout out to anybody? Oh, your favorite team.
I'm gonna go
Houston Astros.
I'm gonna go with Houston Texans because they're playing today, so I'll go with them.
There you go.
Which
is a great story this year.
Great, yeah. CJ Stroud, he's looking good for us.
Yeah,
we needed something.
Yeah. You needed some kind of injection. Want to do a shout out to anybody?
Yeah, I'll shout out my mom and dad, Renee and Christy Wells. Love y'all.
Well, nice young man. And did you enjoy your time in Kansas City?
I loved it.
Did you?
Oh yeah.
Good. I love that part of the country. Little chilly right now though. So.
Yes.
Being the local guy, they probably ask you a lot of questions on restaurants, where to go, what to do.
Yeah.
Are you kind of like the Chamber of Commerce here, telling them what
to do? Try to be. We have a couple other local guys on the team as well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I always try to give some sort of recs as far as places to go and things to do.
Now, when you made a decision to go to Eckerd, had you looked outside the area? Did you want to leave, or you just were bound and determined? And I can see why you'd want to go to Eckerd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was bound and determined to stay in state, close. The story goes, so we had a family friend whose son had gone to Eckerd, Joey Favetta, and he had talked to my dad. My parents had a used to own a restaurant in Largo, Akropal Family Restaurant Diner, and he was a customer. And him and my dad were talking. And sure enough,
I love stories like that.
He told me about the ID camp that they had in the fall. And I was actually at the same camp as Joe.
He went to the
Joe,
same one.
Before we knew each other.
Did you guys meet?
No, we had no idea.
We didn't know each other. So we were at the same ID camp. And the night before,
looked familiar. The first day we seen each other, I was like, you look familiar. Like I've seen you somewhere.
At the same camp.
Yeah.
But you don't want to talk to some guy from Syracuse anyway, right?
Yeah. What's the point?
That's your attitude. They've been New Yorkers. Who wants to talk to them?
No. My mom's a New Yorker.
Oh, yeah.
Upstate.
See? Yeah,
Binghamton.
You look like a New Yorker. Anyway, your favorite memory so far?
My favorite memory would have to be, we had a conference series against Embry-Riddle last year. And I believe it was game two. Late in the game, we were going back and forth. We were tied in extras, and we were down. One by one, we brought it back, and we ended up winning that game and holding them. So it was something awesome. It was a dogfight. We were all locked in and all playing together as a team.
Well, you come from a high school rich in tradition.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a specific memory from that area? Because
we
cover them pretty closely.
Yeah. So my biggest memory probably from high school was the state championship game in 2019 when I was a junior.
Doesn't get any better than that in high school level, right?
No.
I ended up walking, advancing on a pass ball, advancing again at third, and then on a ground ball to shortstop, I ended up sliding to home and scoring the winning run.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's a memory. That's not a bad one, huh, fellas?
That was my best. Yeah, that's one of my best.
How about this cat? He's talented. He's talking to me, and he's blowing bubbles. That's a true baseball player. You got any chew in your pocket, too?
Not yet.
That's a Ben Botham deal. So, Coach, seems like you got a great group of guys as far as definitely personalities. They can be on the show anytime they want to break down. I'll get out of the way, have Ben Botham. You guys can talk baseball all day long instead of the old man. Have somebody your age group. He's coaching at Seminole now and enjoying that, and keeps him in tune to baseball. I'm sure you don't look a day over 25. And I'm sure that baseball keeps you very young.
I appreciate it. Yeah, as my assistant says, you can check your birth certificate, and it'll answer a lot of questions about the aches and pains nowadays. But
yeah,
for the most part, that's one of the things I think that coaches like doing is when you're around the locker room, around young people, it keeps you young.
What do you think? I keep doing that.
Yeah,
I got these guys. I get to talk to young people. People think I'm out of my mind. They may not want to talk to me, but the reality is, for me, it's like an injection of a youthful input on a weekly basis, daily basis. But what are your expectations for this team?
Win. And that's every day.
One game at a time.
Yeah, one day at a time.
And there's nothing, it's so cliche. But there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I mean that is easy to get your arms around. We all have dreams, and you set goals. I set goals at the beginning of the year for all kind of stuff. I'm 13 days in, and I'm hanging on, trying to quit eating the junk I should. The whole deal. Well, the same thing in sports.
Yeah.
Individual expectations, and then try to reach those, but then collectively as a team, and one game at a time, and then one opponent. Yeah.
Yeah, we've had a really challenging schedule the last couple of years.
Has that helped you though, as far as? The team, you guys you're all seniors, and has that helped you as far as prepare for this last year?
Yeah, I think so. I think anytime you're playing good competition, iron sharpens iron. You don't always come out on the right side of it. So when you're looking at after a tough loss or something like that, we've had a lot of really, really close games over the last couple of years that have swung one way or the other. So we've been in the hunt and been in the fight, and I think sometimes you'd like a few more wins just to add to your resume, but I just have a fundamental belief that, I want to play tough teams all the time. I want to give my team a good opportunity to play against the best competition in the country, whoever that is. And our conference certainly handles 30 games for us right there. So the other 20, we want to play good teams, good competition, see new parts of the Southeast region. And
well, look at your conference. Holy hell.
Yeah.
I mean, as we say often talking to all the coaches, it's the SEC of Division II. And I came from the Midwest, where some strong Division II programs, as you're well aware of. But the reality is, this Sunshine State Conference is loaded.
Yeah, for sure, and it gives you that. I'd say it's tough because when you look at your record, sometimes at the end of the year, it doesn't tell the whole story of how good that team actually is. Because if the, Division II had more of a national championship where it was broader and more like the Division I model, there'd probably be 7 or 8 schools in our conference that are going to play for the national championship. And that would be ideal, but we got to play in the boundaries that we got right now.
What's the date? You guys probably already have this already. What's the date? Because I want to be there for at home against Tampa. Do you know the date?
Yeah, that would be April 12th, Friday, 1:00.
Big game. You guys got to beat them.
Yes, sir. We need one. Need a couple.
Yeah,
in this conference too, I think it's about us three seniors. It's about winning the right games. We got to win the right series, and got to go in just winning the right games, I think, this year.
And like right now, our focus isn't on Tampa, and we're thinking about home opener. Like those games are
the one game.
We want to take the first game and start there. So our focus isn't on one game throughout the whole season. Like Bo said, if you win games, you'll be where you need to be.
Well, Coach has got everybody on the same page, and that's the key too.
Yeah.
And this looks like chemistry. How's the rest of your chemistry? With the young, these guys are seniors, but the young guys, they're embracing this leadership.
Yeah, for sure. Our young class has got to come in, and they got it's always a tough road when you're seeing a senior kind of that sandwich with a senior heavy senior class, because they're competing their butts off to get on the field, and they have every right to do that. And then our seniors' job is to make them buy their time a little bit longer, and earn their right to get on the field. But we've always had great team chemistry. I don't think that's ever been an issue. It's, focusing in the big moments and being calm under pressure and being able to execute under pressure. And yeah, we got a good opening day series to look forward to, and we're excited about that, So that's going to be a great test for our team.
And think about it, fellas, only in Florida, you already know this. There's the Trop right there. It's the 13th of January, and we're talking about baseball. And you guys can go out and throw it around right now, where the rest of the country is going to indoor facilities and can't park their cars. You know all this. Can't park their cars because it's the parking lot's full of snow, and it's just, it's brutal. I went back for 2 days Christmas to see the grandkids. I said, that's it.
Yeah.
You're coming down here from now on. I'll come in the summer, but I'm never going back to that again.
$20 an hour to shovel the Buffalo Stadium.
Yeah, wait. Ben was breaking that down for us.
Where would you even start?
Hey, well, here's.
I don't think it matters where you start. $20 an hour.
That's exactly.
Good, hey, and you get free food.
Exactly.
You get free food, and you also can tell people that you work for the Bills organization.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, put it on your resume.
They might give you some tickets to the game as well.
Maybe like some gear or something. You
know what I mean? Yeah. Communications major. Yeah, work for the Bills. Wow. Hey, come on in for the interview.
For sure.
You're not lying. But now you have to do it at 4:30 on Monday, which might even be colder. Well, gentlemen, I appreciate you coming down. I know it's not the first thing that comes to your mind on a Saturday morning. You could be sleeping in after a Friday night of fun. But I appreciate it.
We got a tarp pull, 9 a.m., the field tarp.
Yeah, we got an inner squad right now.
Attaboy, coach. Yeah. Attaboy. That keeps those Friday nights to a minimum.
Sure does.
Yeah, that's smart thinking. All right, well, good luck with your rest of your career because overcoming that Tommy John takes a warrior. There's no doubt about that, and commitment and all the time alone, the PT. Good luck on that.
Thank you.
I'm going to reach out to you, young man.
Yes, sir. And, yeah, good meeting you.
And maybe we'll have you as a high school insider during the high school baseball playoffs this summer, breaking it down for us.
Pete's a talented musician too, so you can have me.
Yeah. Oh well,
he's a man of many talents.
We're into music down here. Trust me, Ferg's at sports and music, my man.
He can sing too. So,
well, that's fair time.
Next show, we'll open up with you. Just maybe do a little New York for the Yankee fan.
Anytime.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thanks again for coming down, Coach. Always a pleasure.
Yes,
I appreciate it, you guys.
Thank you.
Good luck, and I'll get out to a game or two this year.
Yes, sir.
That's the Eckerd Triton men's baseball team. Come on over, Ben Botham. We got to talk a little football before we wind things down on this super wild card Saturday. And Joe Geiger, of course, he's got his finger on the pulse as well. And I thought I gave we're trying to effort the big O, but in my
he's on hold already.
Communications. He might have a home phone we're trying to call, right, Mike?
Yeah, he's in Detroit. He's probably be freezing. Oh, there he is. There's the big O. What's going on there, Detroit Lions? See you, fellas. Thanks very much. The Triton baseball team, thanks for coming down. You getting ready for this Lions contest? You don't have to worry about like the Buffalo Bills at Ford Field. You got you're in the dome, but they moved that to Monday, and I think they'll probably end up moving this Kansas City Chiefs game. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the Chiefs are probably next. I mean, I think for the first time we're going to get a back-to-back, maybe a doubleheader on Monday Night Football and wild card, super wild card weekend. So I think pretty exciting stuff. But here in Detroit, we're all shoveling our driveways. We're all putting the salt down. We're getting cozy, pulling out the jackets from the 90s and getting ready to celebrate the first playoff game is played at Ford Field in history. It's super exciting stuff. You can feel the tension in the air. Everyone's talking about it. Win, lose, or draw, I think, you know, the Lions fans and the Lions faithful are just very excited to host that hype here in Detroit.
Well, I Ben Botham, probably, would you go in that game? He's been all over this Hard Rock app, making some ludicrous choices. I'm telling you, he needs your insight there, Oscar. You and Alex.
I'm big on the Lions, man. I'm pulling for it. I'm pulling even for Jared Goff to have the most touchdowns in the playoffs.
Oh, in the playoffs period? Oh, is that through the first weekend or is that through the entire
playoffs? No, that's the playoff period. Most passing touchdowns out of all the quarterbacks in the playoffs. I took Jared Goff. And I also took, who was it? I took Jared Goff, and I took Browns quarterback.
Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
I don't know, man. I think, you know, that's a deep
1-800 bets off is what I think.
he maybe needs, what's that, Kurt Warner commercial for him to say, hey, don't chase your losses. But, you know, one thing I will say is, That's not the most terrible bet, right? Because if you think about it, the Lions are going to get the Rams. If they win this weekend, they're possibly going to either play the Cowboys or the Packers. Either go back to Cowboy Stadium, go back to Jerry World and actually finish and handle business, or host Green Bay and also win in Detroit. So I see, you know, the Lions could actually go pretty far here, but have the most touchdowns in the playoffs, I think you're looking at the wrong guy. You might have to look at the guy in San Francisco who's got every single weapon the NFL would ever want in Brock Purdy. He could be the better bet there. But hey, I'm not playing
the first game.
Hey, we only got about
After the bye?
Well, he is playing after the bye, but he has a bye week. Jared Goff gets an extra game ahead of him.
Yeah, that's I can't advise. I appreciate the vote of confidence.
It's not happening. Hey, we only got a couple of minutes because I was late with the Eckerd baseball guys. So your predictions just for wins this weekend. Who wins?
So my prediction for wins, I'll start with something I think is easy. I think the Browns are going to go to the Texans and pick them off. Miles Garrett has had some of the best pressure in sack.
You got 3 minutes. You got 3 minutes, Alex. You just got to pick them.
Rookies and starting quarterbacks, he's great at it. When they're talking about Dolphins and Chiefs, if we're at Arrowhead, the Dolphins fall apart. Their whole offense is taking the top off the defense. You can't run that fast when it's that cold or if it's snowing. So I got to take the Chiefs there in what's probably going to be a gritty fight. Steelers and Bills. I'm sorry, Alex Reba, but I got to go to the Bills, man. Mason Rudolph isn't ready to win a playoff game. The Steelers barely got in. They needed two teams to win and a couple favorites to lose for able to get into the playoffs. So I have to take the Bills there. Packers and Cowboys, sorry, Jordan Love. You're a little too young to play with the big boys. I know we talk about the Cowgirls, but they've been playing like the Cowboys this season, so I'm going to have to take the Cowboys there. Eagles and Buccaneers, Eagles have been spiraling. I'm going to have to take the Buccaneers on this one. I love what they're doing. I love what Coach Todd Bowles has been able to do, not only on the defensive side of the ball, but Mike Evans has had another 1,000 receiving yard season. Baker Mayfield is having a resurgence. I love to see what he's been doing out there. And I have a little bit of vested interest because I have a signed football from Baker Mayfield, so I need that to appreciate a little bit. And then, of course, last but not least, tomorrow night, 8:15 at Ford Field, Matthew Stafford will be traveling to see the Detroit Lions, and he will not have an easy go at it. Look, one thing to pay attention to in this game is they're going to be able to take the top off. We haven't had the best effort at covering the deep ball, something that Matt Stafford is really good at placing out there, but we do have CJGJ back, our star corner that we lost in week two. He's been playing a little bit better recently. And then, since we're indoors and we're going to have a track meet, watch out for J-Mo to get loose on the offensive side of the ball. Lions are favored -3. I'm going to say it's probably going to be a little bit tighter than that, maybe even like 1 or 2 point win. But I'm going to take the Lions sending Matthew Stafford back home in his first playoff game at Ford Field.
Great job, my man. I appreciate you squeezing us in at the last minute. I know you're enjoying your time back in your hometown. I'll give you a shout later today, and we'll visit. And our thoughts and prayers with Alex Reba as he's out there somewhere stranded in the world of trying to get to Buffalo. Have a great weekend, man.
Thanks, man. Talk to you later.
All right, gentlemen, for Joe Geiger and, of course, across from me, Ben Botham, as he analyzes the money he's going to lose this weekend, Jim Hart and the Bogey soccer team, Eckerd baseball, Brad Richardson, Ray Kennedy, we're trying to reach Ray, I apologize, and, of course, Joe Boudreaux, Madeline Controls. I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, wishing you and your families a fabulous weekend. God bless you. God bless America. And as always, be sure to have a championship week.